That's the first single that came off of 1991's international pop overthrow album, Diane, here on 88.3 FM. Before that, from their self-released 1987 EP that was Material Issue with She's Going Through My Head. And start off the entire show with another track off that international pop overthrow album, And Valerie Loves Me. And speaking of the international pop overthrow album, why not play the title track? In 1992, Material Issue followed up their breakthrough debut with Destination Universe, and once again produced by Jeff Murphy. Material Issue's third and final proper release, Freak City Soundtrack, came out in 1994. It was produced by legendary producer Mark Chapman, who was known for his work with The Sweet, Susie Quattro, and producing the breakthrough albums by Blondie and The Knack. The album also featured guests like Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick and Gilby Clark of Guns N' Roses. Sales, however, were disappointing, and by early 1995, the band parted ways with Mercury Records. Well, I know it's been a little while since the first time that I made you smile. I thought I'd take this opportunity to dig a little deep inside and try to find out what someone like you is trying to hide from me. Well, I hope that you don't get angry, girl, and I hope that you don't get hurt. Sadly, on June 20th, 1996, Jim Ellison, the man who started the band 11 years before, committed suicide at the age of 32. Recordings done in 1995 and 1996 were released posthumously on a fourth and final album, Telecommando Americano. That has been 30 Minutes of Material Issue. A feature-length documentary on the band is scheduled to be released later this year. Don't forget, you can listen to me Friday nights at 9 here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh in a little show I call Viva La Mock. I also want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about the online ordering at SpackBrothers.com. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at SpackBrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPAKBrothers.com. And don't forget, if you are ever interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Well, if you look at your watch, you'll notice this is the time of the day each week that I, the Mockster, do a thing called The Mock. Yeah, I take a word, an artist, a performer, and I play some cover songs, tribute songs, songs about said theme. I've mentioned my alliteration mock for tonight is Moon Martin. There is a Moon Martin mock coming up in a few seconds. But before I get to the mock, I do want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can visit Attic Records in Millvale or call them up at 412-821-8484. We're going to turn into this Moon Martin mock. Now it is 2021, but if you've heard me in the past few weeks, I've been doing what I've been calling a Flashback Friday or a Turnback Tuesday. It depends on which day you're listening. And I'm doing that. I've been doing it all night long. Some of my sets have been new and original. Other sets, I kind of just pulled out the music and, I made it sound like it was new. I'm telling you that secret now because for my mock, I'm doing this Moon Martin mock, which I originally did back in August 20th of 2010. So this mock is 11 years old. And I might throw a second mock in to kind of fill the hour up because, you know, this is just how life is in August for me, the mockster. But I think we need to kick off the mock with Moon Martin's most famously penned song. It was made a hit by somebody else. So let's start the mock with of the Moon Martin penned Bad Case of Loving You, originally put out in 1978 by Moon Martin. Robert did it in 79.
sun goes down, we the stars to creep around. It's the flame of the blood, fire and breath. 14 names, not small or chest. Got a rose tattooed on her thigh. Dead man raised a sigh. Makes this young blood wine. My baby's got the Cadillac walk. The Cadillac walk. Cadillac walk. She got a Cadillac walk. Now when Rita turned down a bed, grown man, pleading babe, baby, honey, baby, you're the one. Carve your name right on my gun. Ooh, ain't she something nice? Bones rattle my dice. My baby's got the Cadillac walk. The Cadillac walk. She got the Cadillac walk. She got the Cadillac walk. Only lit at night. Honey, hear my call. She said, boy, I won't make you crawl. Need a pound by pound, knows how to break it down. We been moaning to and fro to leave your heart and steal your gold. Don't matter what the cost, them new legs lost.
I got no chance loving you.
Dave Edmonds wrapping up a Moon Martin mock. With Moon Martin's band, Don't You Double Cross Me, Baby. Dave Edmonds did it on his 1983 album, Information. Before that, Nick Lowe, speaking of 1983, Nick Lowe did a Moon Martin song, Paid the Price, on the Abominable Showman album. Rachel Sweet in there from 1980's Protect the Innocent with I've Got a Reason. Frankie Miller, also 1980, did No Chance. Start off the entire set. I'm sorry. Then I have two others. Mink DeVille from the Mink DeVille self-titled, I think it was the debut from 1977 with Cadillac Walk. The only song, technically not a cover, in the sense that Moon Martin wrote it, and the first person to ever record and or release it was that version right there by Mink DeVille. It's before Moon actually had any. He was just the session guy at the time. He didn't have any solo releases out. And then Robert Palmer, probably the most famous cover of a Moon Martin song, Bad Case of Loving You from 1979. And that was a Moon Martin mock. Hopefully you enjoyed that. I know I did. But what else should I tell you? A whole bunch of stuff. I should just tell you a whole bunch of stuff. Starting off with, you know what? Do you remember what top 40 radio sounded like back in the 1970s? Yeah. I don't either. I have no clue what... But Uncle Jay Thurber does. Yeah, you can say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune into Radio 9 from noon to 3 on Saturdays here on WRCT for a mix of oldies, newies, and a whole bunch of snark. It's right here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. And don't forget that many older adults are struggling to make ends meet, especially during the pandemic, but free and confidential help is available. You can go to benefitscheckup.org to see if you qualify for some benefits to pay for food, medicine, utilities, and so much more. Millions of older Americans are getting over $1,000 a year in benefits. Maybe you can too. Visit benefitscheckup.org for more information. Hey, I'm the Moxster. I appreciate you listening. It's about 24 minutes past the hour. Technically, I've got about 40 minutes left, and we'll see if we can make 40 minutes happen. I'm kind of up against a deadline, but I'm trying my best to make this happen. So I'm now going to go back to a show from August of 2008. Yeah, August 22nd, 2008. And I did a Jerry Reed mock, and I'm like, you know what? Let's do that Jerry Reed mock all over again. We're going to kick things off with a song that Jerry Reed penned back in the 1950s, and it came out as a B-side on a Gene Vincent single. So... we're going to kick things off with Gene Vincent in Crazy Legs.
Well, I got a little woman called Crazy Legs. She's the queen of the teenage crowd. I haul a cat, stuff the nickels in the old jukebox just to watch her do the bop when the music gets loud. Crazy legs, a-bopping all over the floor. Do the bop, crazy legs, do the bop. She's my baby and I don't mean medicine. She's mine, 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 all mine. Well, I'm crazy about crazy legs and crazy legs are crazy about me. Well, I'm crazy about crazy legs and crazy legs is crazy about me. Well, she's my baby and I don't mean medicine. She's mine, 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 all mine. Jump! She hears the music, well, it gets in the feet. Well, now then she starts a-rocking with the crazy beat. She does a different kind of rhythm with every song. Well, that's why they call her Crazy Legs, cause she's real gone. Crazy legs, a-bopping all over the floor. Do the bop, crazy legs, do the bop. She's my baby and I don't mean maybe. She's mine, 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 all mine. Jump, man, jump! She can bop, she can boogie, she can move and jump with a style that's her own. Just give her lots of room and a rock and roll too. And she'll do the bop till the cows come home. Crazy legs, bopping all over the floor. Do the bop, crazy legs, do the bop.
She's my baby and I don't mean maybe. She's mine, 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 all mine. Do the bop.
The good Lord's willing and the creek stays down, I'll be in your arms time the moon comes around for a taste of love that's shining in your eyes. If the rooster crows at the cracking of the dawn, I'll be there just as sure as you're born. If the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, I'll comb my hair down, brush my teeth, shine up, slick up, dress up neat, get everything looking just right, cause I wanna look pretty when I see you tonight. Just as sure as a rabbit or a jumping in the holler, I'll be there. You can bet your bottom dollar if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise.
Thank you. the creek stays low, I'll be there, knocking at your door with a hug and a kiss for the one I idolize. I'll wear my suit, my Sunday best, I'll be there, looking my best if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise. I'll feed the mules and slop the hogs, feed the cows and chop all the logs, get all of my working done, cause tonight we're gonna have a lots of fun. Just as sure as I ever was a preacher man, I'll be there with a ring for your hand if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise.
Illegal hunting gators in the Louisiana swamp, boy. Every after a man in a claw. Got a name of Moses. Louisiana. Sid Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, baddest alligator. Just use one hand. All he got left was the alligator bit. Left off, gone clean up to the elbow. Sheriff got Millie and Amos in the swamp, trapping alligator skin. Stuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy. Never come out again. Me and I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Don't get lost in the Louisiana Bayou.
Wrapping up a mock and wrapping up a Viva La Mock, a Jerry Reed mock with Me First and the Gimme Gimmes doing their version of Eastbound and Down from their Love Their Country album. Before that was the Pleasure Barons, with Jerry Reed's Amos Moses. Also some Jesus and Mary Chain in there with Guitar Man. Played some Johnny Cash. Good to get some Johnny Cash in there if the Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise. And then I throw a B-side in, an early B-side from They Might Be Giants with Mr. Claw. Had to throw that one in because Jerry Reed was known as the Claw with his picking style. Speaking of picking, how about some Chet Atkins in there with Early Times? And as I mentioned earlier, I start off the entire mock with Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps doing Crazy Legs from 1957. As always, yeah, we're wrapping up Aviva LaMock a little early tonight, but that's okay. We'll be back next week. We'll do it all over again. But want to thank you for listening, and always keep listening here to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Shoot me a request if there's something you want to hear at wrctrequest@gmail.com.
It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
It is the one-year anniversary of the January 6th Trump riots. We are going to have a little bit of coverage of that later today. We're also going to carry on tomorrow's show. We'll have some clips from Joe Biden's statement, his speech today about that one-year anniversary. Very, very heavily placing a lot of the blame on Donald Trump did Joe Biden today. But we'll talk about that later and tomorrow. There is so much else to get to, and I'm going to jump right into it. As many of you know, any opportunity that I have to clear up confusion or misinformation, disinformation, propaganda, or bad math and statistics, those are opportunities that I relish. And unfortunately, the opportunity we have today is to look at a clip from Republican Senator Rand Paul, who, to some people, very convincingly made an argument yesterday, not only against vaccine mandates, but against vaccines at all when it comes to coronavirus. And so we're going to look at this clip. There's a bunch of different concepts here that are relevant and that are important. So I'm going to be making notes of each of the aspects of what he says that need to be discussed. See if you can pick out the fallacious claims, and then we're going to talk about it in more detail. Let's take a look.
And so what we're dealing with is now a different disease, and it needs to be treated differently. We need to get rid of the hysteria. But the people who are promoting the hysteria work for the government. I mean, this is Dr. Fauci's fault largely.
It's the worst.
Because he's still hysterically talking about mandates and shutting people down and not letting people fly and blaming the unvaccinated. Everybody's getting this, vaccinated, unvaccinated. In fact, the majority of the people in the hospital now are vaccinated because almost everybody's been vaccinated.
Now, that is a lot of disinformation, but there's one really funny thing. At the end of what Rand Paul says, he actually gets to something that's really important in understanding the effectiveness and efficacy of vaccines, which is he says, because almost everyone is vaccinated. Now, that's not actually true. In the United States, we have a pathetically, embarrassingly low vaccination rate relative to so many other countries, specifically because of Republicans and Trump supporters who have one of the lowest vaccination rates in any country that has widespread access to vaccines. You can look at countries that don't yet have widespread access to vaccines and say, well, they have lower rates than Republicans. Yes, but they have no access to vaccines among groups. So if you look at, you know, Spanish right wingers and, you know, whatever group you want, American Republicans are arguably, and I think probably undoubtedly, although right up there, the least vaccinated group among any group in countries with widespread vaccine access, and by far the most unvaccinated group in the United States. But Rand Paul gets to something really important. In a country where everyone is vaccinated, everybody with COVID would be vaccinated. That doesn't really tell you anything about how good the vaccines are at preventing illness at all, preventing symptomatic illness,